Chapter 3. The end of my university life passed by in a flurry of deadlines, essays, work for the university paper, and then far too quickly, and yet, oh so inevitably, the avalanche of exams. I crammed desperately, focusing on the next exam, memorizing facts and figures, reading and rereading texts, and then regurgitating them on endless blank sheets of paper in, I hoped, a semblance of sense before moving on to the next subject to rinse and repeat. 3 weeks after finals had finished, I pretty much forgot everything I had ever learned, and while this would have horrified my parents, I didn't mind so much. The most important thing university taught me, I think, was confidence. Not necessarily confidence in myself over all things. Who'd want to be that kind of ego on legs anyway? But more a sense that I could cope with anything life threw at me, with a fairly calm head and a sense of humor. My next task was to find my place in the world. I knew I wanted it to involve writing, but I was realistic. People worked for years to try and become novelists, and since I had the attention span of plankton, and the longest thing I'd managed to write was a dissertation, I decided the first thing to do was get a job. I moved back with my parents shortly after graduation and gave my CV to temp agencies for admin and typing jobs. A handy side effect of writing as much as I had through university was that I could type really fast. A recruiter showed me how to use a foot-operated dictaphone machine and tested how fast I could type things played back on it. When the results pinged back at 75 words a minute, even with my clunky two-fingered typing, she was thrilled, and over a period of months began sending me out to various places to work, typing, filing, and generally being a professional office minion, all the while saving money as I figured out my next move. Returning to my childhood home, with all the associated roast dinners and fussing that entailed, was a wonderful feeling. But by Christmas I knew that I needed to be making plans to move out. I'd become accustomed to my independence, and despite the comfortable routine I'd fallen back into, I missed having my own space, eating cereal for dinner at 10 p.m. if I fancied it, or having a bath at 3 a.m. if I woke up and couldn't get back to sleep. Around about...